Welcome to a room filled with legends this morning. Pete Holland from the Crews, 2 to 6pm Monday to Friday, has made a pact with the gods that should Penrith win the premiership this year, he will refuse alcohol on the 29th of February every year for the rest of his days by way of sacrifice.
Lies. Lies. All lies.
All right. Jessica Rouse from Hunter Valley Today should be considered the Newcastle Knights' number one fan if only she knew any of the players' names and what positions they play. Not a lot of denial coming out of it.
No denial on that one.
Legends, we need to go over what happened last week. It's not a good record.
Last time on Lock It In.
All right, I won't lock in Parramatta. I've actually got a theory about this. I'm going to lock in the Bulldogs to beat the Panthers. Well, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right.
Okay, if I can't take the Panthers, I will lock in the Broncos because I think you're right. I think they will get up tonight.
Sadly, I agree with you on that one.
Oh, so we're all locking in the Broncos.
Yeah, which is a worry.
No pressure at all on them, is there?
Nobody expected that.
And for my lock, I'm going to go now. Bear with me, all right, because I need to explain this. I'm actually going to be picking the Melbourne Storm to defeat the Dragons. Didn't exactly shower ourselves with glory last
week,
did we?
The Melbourne Storm, considering the team they had in, they went well.
That still doesn't get me a win, though, does it?
No.
And we all, did you hear that we all picked the Brisbane Broncos?
This is only because you would not let me lock in the minor premiers, those who are holding up the JJ Gilton and Shield, the mighty men of the mountain.
At least he's not trying to play their theme song this week. So, Jessica.
I just want to interrupt. Is the fact that you guys sucked last week why I'm like climbed quite far up the little
that
tipping ladder?
That had everything to do with it.
Yeah.
And we were trying to catch Stolze. Stolze was three in front and, you know, had to make decisions to try and catch him. There was no prize for second place, if you recall.
Yeah, but it's second place.
It was the winner who took everything.
Yes. I don't second, think you should have gotten it.
You could have finished last and got the same result.
At least I beat the two of you.
If you did win, would you have shared your victory prize with your friends at NBN, perhaps? Those that did.
I did not get help. You guys are so rude.
Yeah. Right.
But sounds no, I wouldn't have known.
Mitch Hughes finished second in our tipping, I think it was.
He's wealthy enough. He doesn't need the money. Well, that gets us on to this week. Jessica, you can start first. Who are you locking in for the first round of the finals?
I've got nothing to lose, even though the Rabbitohs annihilated last week. Was it the Roosters they annihilated?
Yes, they did.
Yes, it was.
They've had a couple of massive wins of late. Yeah, they've really hit some form.
So you're picking?
The Knights, you know, I've got nothing
That's
to lose.
That's insane. Stolze's having an out-of-body experience. the Newcastle Knights, look, good on you for being loyal to your team, but boy,
mostly.
It's a big ask. It's a big ask. Away from home, Sunday afternoon. If they lose, they're gone. They're done. That's it.
Loser is out, but brave move.
Well,
brave,
you know, courageous. Some of us have got to be brave.
Well, so you're going for your team. I don't really have a lot to choose from. I don't want to be cheering on Melbourne because I think they're going to beat the Eels. And I have a sneaking suspicion somebody might be on board the Panthers for tomorrow night. So Cronulla Sharks were beaten by the Canberra Raiders last week. There's no reason why the Cronulla Sharks can't be beaten by them this week. So I'm locking in the Canberra Raiders for another victory.
Smart move. I expect the Raiders to go quite deep. They won't make it to the GF, but they'll go close.
That's a big call. Are you going to lock that in, are you?
I'm going to lock in the Penrith Panthers for tomorrow night. Yep. $400, of course, on the line, thanks to Domain Computers and Eddie's Trailers and Steel.
He's a company man sometimes, isn't he?
But look, they're going to continue on their merry way, and they will finish the whole season with only one loss under their belt, and they will hold up the trophy.
Please take note of the pun that I'm about to unleash on the world, but you don't think the Roosters were foxing last week?
Playing badly
so that they would meet the Panthers, the team they fear less than the Melbourne Storm?
No, their last couple of weeks have been fairly ordinary. And, you know, no Jake Friend in the lineup for them. That's a massive loss in the middle.
That's true. Jess, can you please throw something out there to try and ridicule Pete in some way? I need some help here.
I don't know. Maybe the Panthers will lose.
Well, you heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all she's got.
Hey, she came second in the tipping comp. There's got to be something behind that. All right, legends, thank you for your time this morning.
No dramas.